With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Kendall Haley is 21 years old, a writer, and is a...
autodidact.
A what?
Autodidact.
How do you spell autodidact?
A-U-T-O-D-I-D-A-C-T.
Kendall Haley says that being an autodidact does not mean having a dread disease. There is a simple explanation.
Just self-taught.
Kendall Haley is the author of a book called The Day I Became an Autodidact. And that day occurred 5 years ago when she was just 16 and living in Studio City, California.
After 10th grade during the summer when I got a mandatory reading list from my school, and mandatory is my least favorite word, and the thought that they were going to make me, not only order me around all through the fall, winter, and spring, but to be ordered around during the summer, which was my part of the year, was just an obscene notion.
Kendall Haley vowed not to go on to college. Her mother is the novelist Elizabeth Forsyth Haley, and her father is the playwright Oliver Haley. How did they feel about Kendall's decision to become an autodidact?
They couldn't have been happy because I think they both had rather bad experiences in college. My father got his lowest grade in his playwriting class, and my mother nearly flunked her creative writing class.
Kendall Haley writes of her venture into the world of self-education, the book she read, the travels with her family, a teenage romance, her father's illness, and the discovery of her own sense of values. Will Kendall Haley ever seek a formal education?
Maybe when I'm about 80 or so.
About 60 years from now, Kendall Haley's The Day I Became an Autodidact was published by Delacorte. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ernest Hemingway, H.L. Mencken, and Harry Truman all have something in common. They were autodidacts. One of the latest to join the ranks of autodidacts is a young California woman named Kendall Haley. Simply put, an autodidact is a self-taught person. At the end of the 10th grade, Haley decided she was fed up with the classroom and vowed not to go on to college. Haley turned to her mother and father for guidance.
The first day they said, "Why don't you read Marcel Proust first?" Then I said, "Well, have you read Marcel Proust?" They said, "No, but I think you should."
Kendall Haley liked not being ordered around by teachers.
The best things about educating myself was that I could really follow wherever my interests and passions at the moment led me.
Haley kept notes on her first years of self-education and self-discovery, and her account has been published as a delightful book called The Day I Became an Autodidact.
The highlight of it was doing a play and writing part of the play and acting in it. The other actors called me the autodidactress because I hadn't had any lessons.
Kendall Haley's goal is to focus on a writing career, much like that of her parents. Her mother is novelist Elizabeth Forsyth Haley, and her father is playwright Oliver Haley. When Kendall was growing up, she wasn't quite sure what her father actually did for a living.
My father just, you know, he would go to the post office, pull weeds, drive a car, and I thought that was kind of his job.
21-year-old Kendall Haley. Readers will be charmed by her book, The Day I Became an Autodidact, published by Delacorte. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.